It's Monday, which means it's time for a new episode of the ICCS Cares podcast. Last week, we discussed problem solving and finding solutions using the 7-step decision-making process model. This week, we're going to take a look at conflict and how to establish boundaries. So let's jump in. Conflict is one of those things that can be defined in many ways. So during this episode, the definition that we'll be using is simply a problem, disagreement, or argument. While there are various definitions of conflict, there are also different types of conflict. And these types of conflict can include person versus self, person versus person, and person versus society. So now that we've listed a few types of conflict, let's dig a little deeper and learn more about each type. Person versus self conflict is when someone faces a struggle within themselves. This person may want to change in some way, but something internal is preventing them from doing so. Person versus person conflict is exactly how it sounds. This is when there is a disagreement or problem between two or more people. Person versus society conflict is when a person faces a problem with a larger group or community. These conflicts often involve laws, rules, or values. While all of these forms of conflict are different, there is one thing that they have in common, and that's boundaries. Boundaries are about understanding and respecting your own needs and being respectful and understanding the needs of others. When we encounter conflict, it is sometimes because we do not respect or understand the needs of ourselves or other people. Boundaries help us understand those needs by evaluating our feelings and using those feelings to set limits. Once we have established our own limits, it becomes somewhat easier to understand the limits of others. So let's talk about a few need-to-know things about boundaries. First things first, when we are establishing a boundary, you want to make it clear. If you are setting a boundary with someone else, you want them to know exactly what you want or don't want. Next, you have to make sure that you are following through with your boundary. Even though you set a boundary, that does not always mean that others respect them. But it's important that you protect your boundary. If someone keeps disrespecting that boundary, remind them each time that it is not okay. When it comes to boundaries, remember that it's not just about yours. Others have boundaries too. If you want others to respect the boundaries that you've put in place, then you must respect the boundaries that they have for themselves. And the most important aspect of boundaries is remembering that no means no. Everyone has a right to set their own boundaries, and sometimes the boundaries that others set may not make sense to you. But that does not mean that you should not respect them. If someone sets a boundary with you, it's not okay to try to find a way around it. Well, it looks like we're out of time today. I hope that you found this episode helpful in figuring out what you'd like your own boundaries to look like in order to avoid conflict. I look forward to chatting with you all next time.